Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Jace Trent Voorhees. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. How are you, Miles? Did you have a good weekend?
Wonderful. Oh, yeah, man. Just got back from Missouri. Sick trip over to the Lake of the Ozarks, partying at Coconuts. Man. You know how we get down. I was just... in shock looking at that. I'm like, damn, I wonder what bucket those people fall into of, like, it's a hoax. They all believe it's a hoax, or they believe it's really not that big of a deal. Or is there a group that is actually acknowledges that it could be a potentially deadly illness, but they just got to get out and have a good time?
Yeah, I think it's all of you. I think people are doing wishful thinking. They're thinking, well, I don't know anybody who died from it, so yeah. I'm just gonna
that was like my my younger cousin's condom use policy in college.
That's right.
He's like, if you have bad thoughts, then bad things can happen. I'm like,
yeah, okay. Tony Robbins, baby. All right, Tony Robbins, boy. On that Tony Robbins energy. All right, let's talk about what is trending right now. Minneapolis police are trending for bad reasons.
Another unarmed black man killed in police custody. This time, these officers believed that the victim was trying to, like, write a bad check at a deli, basically. So these cops showed up, and really what this all boils down to is, regardless of what was going on, this man is on this in the street face down with a police officer with his knee on the back of his neck. He's kneeling on the back of this man's neck for many minutes. And it's just awful to hear, because it's just like Eric Garner. Yeah, this man is saying, pain. I can't breathe. Man, I can't breathe. Relax. He's saying he does. Please don't kill him. It's awful. And, you know, as we've seen constantly, especially over the last month and a half, you know, we're not seeing any kind of story like this continuing, or we're not seeing this story dying down at all. Just Right. Same shit. I know right now the like four of the officers that were involved have been let go, I believe, or fired. But this is an ongoing thing. I mean, I can only imagine what, you know, what other, I mean, I don't know how much more outrage people can generate until like really we're handling this at a legislative level and actually having a real discussion in this country about what we're doing to each other and how people are viewing, you know, black people. Like you can't jog, you can't chill in your own house, you can't go to the deli. Without like, without legitimately, anyway, yeah, this is the frustrating part of covering the news so closely all the time.
Yeah. Bryce Hall is trending. Not to just be like, and moving on, but.
I mean, honestly, it's this Bryce Hall story is, I'm like, what is going on? It's a number five trending story. It says TikTok's Bryce Hall and Jaden Hostler arrested and charged with possession. Okay, so this is why we don't know. It's some TikTokery going on. This is the young people's medium. And these two, like, I guess there are these two Liddy Gen Z TikTok creators who have something called the Sway. Pace? The Sway Crew, the Sway House, come through the Sway Mansion. Hell yeah, bug. Where we fucking make the Liddy con titty, you know what I mean? And then drive to, apparently they rented some gigantic Airbnb in Texas, but were also like bringing a bunch of drugs with them, and they got popped on their road trip carrying some drugs. But they have been
carrying drugs through Texas. Bad idea.
That's how you know these are kids, because any adult knows everybody learns through someone.
Drugs through Texas.
Yeah. No, never, never. Just don't even. I wouldn't even smoke weed before getting on a plane to go to Texas, because I would be in my own head the whole time.
Even if it flies over Texas, they might get you.
Oh man, those connecting flights through George Bush in Houston. Woo,
woo.
I have to. Yeah, nervous times, sweating through my shirts.
I'll be interested to see if they like posted some dumb shit, and you know, a cop like saw it over their 11-year-old's shoulder and was like, "Let's do this. Let's catch these fools."
What they said is the official charges were possession of 4 to 400 grams of a controlled substance and possession of 2 to 4 ounces of marijuana. So,
okay.
I mean, we'll see what that means. It could be, you know, some like Molly or psilocybin. I don't know. I don't know what they had.
4 to 400 grams. Oh, okay. So it's somewhere in there just because that like is a punitive limit, not because like they couldn't determine.
Yeah, that's just exactly. But that's just, man, that's got to piss you off if you're the dude with like they're weighing it and it's like 3.95994 grams. Yeah. All right, now it's a felony. It's like, Jesus Christ. That's why these, I mean, not that, I don't know what these guys are about, but this whole thing, it says,
I mean,
the second degree felony punishable by 2 to 20 years in state prison or a fine of up to $10,000. Now, I'm curious to see how this will play out, but we shall see.
As somebody who has watched some TikTok videos, I can tell you that there's no way to create that sort of inspiration without like some really serious psychedelics. You know,
right.
You really need to be on some neck shit to,
exactly.
Come up with some of those TikTok dances and stuff.
I mean, they're like, I mean, look what happened to the Beatles when they started getting trippy, man.
Right.
That's what we got to do for our shit.
Jimmy Fallon is trending. A video has emerged or kind of been resurfaced by the internet of him playing Chris Rock in 2000 on SNL. And it is, when you look at a screen cap from that performance, it's straight up aggressive, like old timey blackface.
But you know, the thing about this is, remember when Jimmy Fallon, we were talking about the Karl Malone shit and all the other times there's been Fallon blackface, or I mean, Kimmel doing Jimmy Karl Kimmel, Malone and that.
Yeah.
And I remember attached that, it was funny because there'll always be these like white celebrity does blackface in a thing we all saw, but we're only remembering now might have been fucked up. And when it was his turn in the hopper for that instance, I remember when we were like, oh, what about Jimmy Fallon doing Chris Rock? And that wasn't enough. Like, that didn't quite get the headlines. And I guess now, didn't like, we've come back to this cycle where, like, people are like, All right. Oh, that's right. Jimmy Fallon. And I think the week before it was Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
people were bringing that. People were like bringing up the Tropic Thunder. I'm like, yeah, I think we've all discussed many of these things already. So, I mean, unless like y'all are ready to cancel him, I mean, by all means, go ahead. I'm not gonna miss that Chris Rock bit.
Yeah. At the same time, think about all the good Jimmy Fallon does with his like political takes and just. I mean, he's a thought leader.
down the middle.
And finally, SpaceX is trending. SpaceX, Elon Musk's private space company, is going to launch its first manned mission into space tomorrow. And I am nervous for these astronauts based on what I have seen of privatization. Privatization has not had a good track record these past 30 years.
No. I don't know
why it would be better. Like, unless they have all former NASA people who just recreated all the rigorous, like, checks and rechecks and all the different things that they used to make sure that it was a pretty low incidence of everybody blowing up. I don't like it, Miles. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It reads like the, you know, like the minutes up to the inciting incident of a film I don't want to watch about like negligence in like commercial space exploration. Is he eventually going to put his own body on the line and go up in one of his rockets, or is it going to be like a? Now, I obviously want this thing to be successful, and I don't want any harm to befall anyone, but it's a very odd situation when you have like a billionaire who's like, yes, go, man. Like, this is now we're taking the risk of now we're going to send humans like up. It was different when we're like launching satellites and things and testing the rockets.
Yeah.
But now, like, we're putting human life into our hands. And I hope that all goes well, because like, oh man, every like space tragedy involving loss of life is like so heartbreaking. Because like, part of me is like, I think I have this like childish fascination with space and NASA and being an astronaut. And it's like, there's nothing like violent about being an astronaut. Like, it's not like you're not there to fucking kill or harm or anything. You're there to like go off of this thing, Earth, and go see what's out there.
Miles, we don't know what happened on the dark side of the moon.
Exactly. And the freaky shit that goes down. There's a coconuts actually on the dark side of the moon.
People it's go wild party. Over there, man.
But yeah, like that's why when like those like it's just tough to see, you know. I don't know. Everything's morbid now in my mind because that's all I have around me is pain. So
yeah, it's going to the International Space Station. So it's going. It's a mission. They're not just like going up, hitting space, and then coming back down. They are going up, getting out of the car, and chilling up there for a little bit. So
all right, then hopefully. I mean, that's the thing that makes me feel good. It's like, they're not trying to do too much. You know, you're not doing too much out of the ordinary.
It seems like a lot to me. I mean,
I don't know.
Space,
like, and again,
space
I'm speaking
out there, man.
I'm speaking from the ignorance of a fucking Goonie podcaster who has absolutely no scientific background. Like,
yeah, me neither. But I'm worried. I'm more worried than the expert astronaut who is putting his own body on the line. So maybe I shouldn't be that worried.
So you're just saying, because of like the history of privatization and those kinds of things, like you always know many eggs get broken on the way to making that?
I mean, yes. Also, I've been watching Elon Musk for the past couple of years. you know, he seems like he's on some next shit that might be like fun for people who are partying with him, but for like the stability of somebody who's putting their life on the line in one of his machines, like I saw what he named his kid. I saw when he tried to prove that I saw the shape of that Tesla pickup truck, and then I saw when he tried to prove that it was bulletproof and threw a metal ball through the window.
Did he do it, or like, he had the engineer do it?
He had the engineer do it.
All right, but, you know, let's not drag Elon's name
he just
all
pulled
the way
a oops, which I feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think even more, though, to your point about the son's name, he changed the son's name again. They had to re-edit it. And I'm like, okay, you can't even commit to your kid's wacky name, and you were willing to put that child through all kinds of shit with that name. I guess maybe there is a reason to feel that, like, if thou that person, I mean, it's not like he's doing the calculations, but whatever. Good luck to them.
It's just
Godspeed.
NASA was using like military precision and, you know, like all the best minds who were like mission driven. And this is, you know, being bankrolled by a dude who, you know, is under the impression that he like has never done wrong in his life, even though, you know, he was born on third hitting a home run. So thinking he hit a home run.
Dude, he was born on home.
Yeah, he was born on home. He was born on third, and then they were like, take your base, sir, and let him trot home.
Take your base.
And then handed him a...
just shrugs?
Handed him some emeralds when he got there. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. Shout out to the astronauts. Hope you guys are safe. May the force be with you. I don't know. Anyways, Miles, that's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow with a whole new podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Until then, be safe. Wash your hands. Be kind to each other and yourselves. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.